Boys, this is some Last Supper type shit.
Yeah.
This is some Last Supper type shit.
Hey, clap it up, clap it up.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. See, we already have a thumbnail already. Us clapping is some legendary type vibe right here. How we feeling, everyone? How we feeling?
It feels ready.
Good. Feels good.
Live. Great. Best.
This is a beautiful thing to happen, guys. You know, a group like this stature, this talent, this size.
Once in a generation.
That's right.
Once in a lifetime.
And for people listening, we got the UMB Music Production Club right here. Far from NPCs, MPC, opposite of MPC. Which one of you legends want to talk about how this whole group started?
I'll get it off.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to Thomas for having us on this amazing platform.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thomas has been there. You've been there since the start, man. You're a real one.
The OG.
People think I go here.
Yeah, I know.
You go here, dude.
You better cool. We did a local week. We had Thomas come up as Buzz Lightyear. They emailed me after. He's like, they were like, have this kid come back. I mean, my name is Alex. I'm the president of the club. I guess we go around and introduce everyone.
Big noise for Alex.
You go first.
Yeah. There you go, Alex.
There you go, brother.
Podcast going to be like 30 minutes now.
We got
this way, going this way from here to here.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to go first?
Sure.
This guy looks a lot like the episode 9 guy, you know? It looks
from which
philosophy.
I have returned.
Hey.
I'm back.
You're
extraordinarily loud. Strong.
Headphone users, oh, rest in peace. We love you. It's
like, Loud and proud. I am Ennis, board member and ambassador of the music club here.
Yeah.
And it's
the first repeat guest ever.
I just thought about that. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And here's to many more to come, my liege.
Thank you.
So that's all I have to say. I've said my piece.
You're up.
Sweet.
I'm Eli.
What up, folks?
Wait. AKA Master Eli.
Some call me that. AKA Big Silly. AKA Master Blaster.
Ooh.
A bunch of AKAs.
Heart and Crown.
Maybe heard of me through Heart and Crown.
Mm.
Shout
Check
out
the
Thomas
boys' label out.
Alex. They both give me a lot of opportunities. Shout out the club, too. The music club.
Yes, sir.
Make a lot of music.
Like, you know, your head's like straight against that TV. Like,
I'm
like
I'm
spotting.
I'm
and
walking
all that.
A fine line. I'm walking
yeah.
a very fine line.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
You're giving love to the logo. You're giving love.
As you see right here.
Fuck.
Look at that.
You know, well,
I remember him telling me it was gonna happen, and then he did it.
It's good. The Peterson Podium Podcast.
CPP.
Look at that alliteration.
It's very
the
good.
Yeah,
the Triple P.
Shout out to Triple B.
Artistry, music.
Triple B.
That's it for me, though.
Shout out to Barbara for the promo, but we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
Dude, we have so much to talk about this.
Okay. Introduce yourself. Jump into it.
Check, 1, 2. My name is Rayan. I go by the stage name Sheb Mansour. Sheb meaning Mr. or Guy in Arabic. I am originally from a melting pot, a lovely Mediterranean country called Lebanon, from the bustling city of Beirut, coming all the way from the other side of the world to the lovely Boston, Massachusetts. The 617 represent. This is the greatest city ever. I have a soft spot for the city. I've always wanted to come here to study here. And you know, within the process, I got to meet these beautiful legends right here. These lovely lads, these hardworking individuals that are making crazy and different moves that no one I know can ever do in such a, you know, amount of time. And record collector, avid record collector, sample-based producer, DJ, MC, host, singer, songwriter, jack of all trades, all of the above, whatever you want to call me. I'm all that. Thank you.
West Side Gun's biggest fan.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah, one of my favorite Dr. wrestling Shemmy. Fans right here, Nicholas.
Sir,
yo.
Shout out avid WWE fan. A little bit of a WCW guy too. Nick Collins, well-known good guy, local guy. In a band called Camping on Couches.
Can I make a nice voice for that?
Yeah! Yeah!
You are the
I am. Also known as the Cock Guy.
Did I hear that right?
Oh, yeah.
I love Cox.
I've never heard that before until today.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we love Cox.
But sausage.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Exactly. New single dropped today.
Yep.
Grassroots camping on coaches.
Yep.
What's up?
Great melodic little ballad over there about talking about it's called Grassroots. Talks about some growing up, kind of losing yourself in your 20s. So I think it kind of resonates a lot now. And yeah, I mean, we got an album coming out hopefully in the next month or so. And yeah, very grateful to be able to be performing at Beacon Fest, as Alex mentioned. And it's been awesome being a part of this group as well. I met these guys back, I want to say, in October, November. They're in a paint sort of meet and greet open mic type of scenario over in the campus center. My buddy Jacob introduced me, showed me that he was part of the club. So it's always been great ever since. So
I'm the goat of groups right here. I don't see any other groups with this. But we have it, you know what I mean?
The camera just sees a bowl.
That's right. Don't worry, it's more than a bowl. It's backwards.
It's backwards.
It's
this way.
Yeah, it's that way. It's that way. Yeah, yeah, it's back. Yeah,
chic minimalist design, but I don't care.
We got snubbed the first. You remember that, right?
Yeah. Because they were like, oh, yeah, the music group, great music group, up-and-coming music group. And they were like, we're getting ready to stand up, getting ready to stand up. Taylor Swift. I was like, oh, that's not us. That's not
society.
That's right. I was like, oh. And they were next to us in the welcome fest.
They were,
too.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the other clubs.
That's right. That's right.
But specifically, society.
Love and respect.
That's right. Yeah. We love all the groups.
And you have our condolences for losing.
I guess you could
our
say
it goes out so much.
I guess you could say in the end they fell.
They did fall.
Now
they
we go.
Fall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that'll be important.
We got these two dudes.
My name is Dylan. My name is Dylan. I'm known as Dowlism. I'm a producer, DJ. I made all the logos and stuff on the Prison Production Club account. Oh, yeah, the graphic designer, yeah. Also, I run a lot of events, too. So, like, past couple months, we've done DJ nights. We've done open mics. It's been crazy. I mean, it's been fucking awesome, dude. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Especially with the turnout with open mic, like, that open mic night was amazing. Like I couldn't ask for a better event like that. You know what I mean?
Dude, I left early.
You left early?
I did, dude.
Dude,
Thomas and I had just set the vibe. Mostly Thomas. It was mostly Thomas.
Dude.
And then I had to leave and I had to go to Brandeis University.
Oh, what? The thing about open mic, which was amazing, that everyone was engaged. Like the audience.
Yeah.
I feel like when Eli came out performing, everyone started clapping. It was like almost like a surreal moment. You know what I mean?
I thought like,
oh wait,
no,
I was
in a dream.
I'm just kidding.
To keep hold of their attention for 3 hours is amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
Also,
Ken
right.
Awesome.
Right. That block party. That block party the other day.
We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that.
Before that,
is a lot too.
My man.
He's the homie.
The master himself.
My name is Gus. I am part of the music production club. I'm your mama's favorite boy. I'm my mama's favorite boy. I'm a singer, songwriter. I had a song come out pretty recently, and it makes you think. Makes you think hard. Sometimes I think. It's about you never give up. You never give up, right?
Rest in peace to all the effort.
Never do. Never do. It's not true. No. That's right. Pull up to Beacon Fest. Pull up to Beacon Fest. We performing this. Some hymns. And that's why I'm her favorite boy. And that's what it is, really. Take it away, Thomas.
Fire.
That was beautiful. And you guys, there's, like I said in the beginning, there's a lot of talented human beings in back of me and in the group in general. And it's really gotten better as time gone on, and it just gets better and better. For people who don't know, the Beacon Fest that all these legends have been talking about is the Super Bowl, the WrestleMania, the World Series of what these amazing beacons do. And our group is the main factor of it, connected with it, So how did it come about? Like, think about Beacon Fest, like, What were the behind the scenes
I
think Dylan should answer that.
I want to tell my perspective of this shit because it's the funniest shit ever. last semester, before the spring, they were like, oh, let's put a list of like events that we want to do. Mm-hmm. Initially, it was just called fucking concert on lawn. What, I didn't know what that meant, but like you were going to put like a platform on the lawn and start performing stuff.
Yeah, just like open much? Open concert outside.
Concert on lawn.
Yeah, no, just said. I kid you not. The doc just said concert on lawn.
Camping on couches.
Yeah, yeah, so I was like, dude, it's just like a pallet on the lawn and just start performing stuff. Like, I don't know.
I think we had more of an open vibe than what you said. When you said Beacon Fest, it put a lot more emphasis around it. When you think of like festival, there's games. Yeah. There's other stuff going on. It's just not music, which I think you kind of really spearheaded. But go ahead.
Yeah, because I was like, it could be more than that. I was like thinking like, man, it should be like a music festival or something,
like a rave.
So then I went on Canva and shit, and then just like kind of made the logo myself, and I just sent it out to the picture. I was like, boys,
you.
I had an idea and just sent it over, and then Eli just went Beacon Fest in all caps, and they were like, yeah, just go with it.
Eli came up with the name Beacon Fest.
Yeah, I came up.
I don't
with
think.
Yeah.
Did you come up with?
I came up with.
Dylan came up with the name. Yeah.
It's a good name.
It was just in full support because it was just awesome.
Yeah, dude. And what's beautiful about it is, like, my stupid ass, I'm a BSU bear. I don't know much about the lore at UMB. I thought it was, like, an annual thing. This is what makes the event even better, that it's the first annual one. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are going to look back at this inaugural, did I say it right? Inaugural Beacon Fest and be like, okay, let's just try to do what they did. You know what I mean? I could see this becoming a tradition from down the line and be like, wow, 2025, remember when they created their first ones? You know what I mean? And what's beautiful about what you said is like, it's more than just music.
Yeah.
So don't worry, guys. If someone's not a music fan, which I don't know how you can't, we got all different genres. There's stuff for everyone at this fest, you know? There's stuff for everyone.
Yeah. We're going to have food as well, which is awesome.
And Eli, we'll have Eli.
Right,
Eli's gonna be there. He's gonna be there now. If you want to hang out,
Thomas is gonna be there.
I want to hang out with everyone.
Yeah, he is.
And I think the great thing about it too is we got all the communities on campus involved as well, and they're bringing their own little games and twists to it, which is awesome. We have it's not even just music. We're gonna have dance crews. We're gonna have DJs as well. Like, it's just gonna be one giant party where everyone can kind of just. I wouldn't say it's like a concert or even a fest. It's just for the community. It's almost like how Block Party, but Block Party on 10. Like, it's just it's just a big party. Everyone's going to be celebrating, kicking off the summer.
Yes, sir.
You know, last day of classes as well, which is is awesome. So
yeah. Because other than this amazing event that we have coming soon, other than this one, what would you guys say was the best event that we've done so far? Like, I know that the studio is amazing. Like, what event do you guys like look forward to most on like the calendar type shit?
I want to say the open mics.
People
love the open mics, and we had people. We did a sign up for it. People showed up. They didn't even sign up. They asked me day of, oh, can I perform? I was like, man, we already have 20 people performing. There's no time. The open mics are cool. What's some other ones that we did were pretty fun?
Well, DJ Night had a lot of people.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be improved, though. I feel like
the beat battles are always funny. I love it.
That was so funny.
I saved one. You know what? I saved one.
There was one. Someone trolled the crap out of us.
You don't know who it is?
No, we did a Google form, and you had to submit a beat.
Yeah.
They submitted a beat, no name, no info, and it was a troll beat.
It was called the best thing you've ever heard.
That was a good one.
I don't remember the guy's name. Shout out Guy. I don't remember your name. I think it starts with an F. But he made this beat, guys.
Oh, Francis.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
I know.
Shout out Francis. He made this beat, and I really like it. So, you know what? I'm gonna play it.
Wait, hold on. Give it a minute. It's good.
No, I like it.
I can really listen.
I swear to God, it sounded better on the Snowden speakers.
I think it sounds interesting. It reminds me of like a you know, Adventure Time or something like one of those shows.
Or even Midnight Gospel.
The music in Midnight Gospel. Ooh. I hear that beat in Midnight. I trip out to that one. Mm. I mean,
Did you guys catch that augmented chord in there? The augmented drop?
Should we just get into theory real quick?
Explain the theory behind that.
Well, they put a lot of notes in there. And it was either diminished or augmented. And
it was either a minor or a major scale.
That's right. It's actually neither. That's how it goes.
It's a scale.
Right? Augmented chord is a no scale. Sharp 5.
Something like that.
Shout out to my 5, Sharp.
Yeah,
I like the freestyles. Yeah. When it's freestyle, like in the beginning.
The after
like, when it'd be like really late in the club.
What was
be done?
What was the one where
after, like,
we were in a room like this, and we were with Dari. Shout out Beanie Beats.
Who's been at MIA? I don't know where Dari. If you watching this,
where you been at, bro?
Come back.
I heard from my sources he'll be at this amazing fest that we got going on.
He's coming.
He just sends us messages, but that's about it.
I don't know.
Who's coming?
That's a good question. He was at one of the other.
He's an OG.
He's one of the first that came to the stuff.
And then shout out that freestyle that we did at the conference room, Earl. Remember we called it Earl?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You remember that? Yes, sir.
That was so funny.
I think it was like
basically we just were having a fun time. It's a good. I'm gonna be cliche, but I love it. I think it's important to have fun while freestyling. We were just joking around. You know what I mean? Just having a fun time freestyling. We made up like a whole hypothetical story about like someone named Earl. We won't go too much into detail. It was just funny. Just hypothetical freestyles. Nonsense.
You want to pull some out right now?
What?
Of Earl?
Would
tell us about Earl. Yeah.
What are you saying?
You had to be there type of moment. And I think those are the type of things
you
can't
I like
about
the
this
moment.
Club, though.
You can't just
like,
say, pull out Earl.
Those moments.
Pull
out. I don't even know. Like, John Glenn, I didn't create it.
That's facts.
And,
like,
hey. I think if we have this all planned out, but there's still that room. You know, anything happens.
Earl,
it's a freestyle.
Bro, I was thinking this recently in the amazing post that you guys did for from the board of winning this beautiful award. And I was thinking about how there's so much talent in this group. Instead of just producers, there's also artists, there's enthusiasts, I think it was mentioned. It's not just one talent. And I feel like the energy is literally like rubbing off of people.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've had so many people come up to me and they're like, this is my first time going to the studio. Or y'all got me back into music. I wasn't doing music for the longest time.
Yeah.
You guys brought me back into it. Cool. You're the reason I came here to UMass because no other school was doing music. That's the stuff I love to hear. You know what I mean? And I feel like
that's fire.
The awards are cool. The events is cool. But that's really what the community is about: to bring people together, get behind music, get more people involved. That type of stuff.
I will fully co-sign that. That's a heart and crown co-sign. He got me back into it.
And Eli is one of those people.
Alex and Chris got me like completely back into music. So for that, it's amazing.
How many albums has Chris dropped?
Three
albums.
All those were at the time he was with the club.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. First time he went to the studio with the club.
No,
first time a lot of people went to studio, so it's awesome. You know
so
what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
And all
in
this
reality,
music, all this music's coming
there's
out.
There's actually real
here.
Opportunities.
We brought Chris
now.
And Eli yeah, together. They dropped a joint album.
Yeah.
There would be no Slingwood.
Four.
There would be
four,
no
right?
Slingwood without.
Four.
You know what I mean?
I think we cleared a lot of doubts for people, especially for someone like myself. I still remember the first studio session we ever did. I was trembling in front of that microphone before you hit record. I had no idea what to say. Like, I've only done freestyles, but I never actually recorded. Like, not even like for my own kind of like. Stuff I just record on my laptop. I never did that, and you know that broke, I guess, a barrier for me, and I just kept rolling with it.
Yeah.
So thank you to you and you know everyone.
And then we come to the studios, and like you find out people have these talents you don't even know they have the talent. Especially on this campus, like there's not a big campus. Like people just come here, they commute. So when we do this club type of stuff, you really find out like all these talented people here. Like, when I first came here, I thought I was the only one making music. Like, you feel like you're on your own little bubble.
Yeah, right.
You post about it. You talk to people. Like, no one really speaks out about it because there's not really a space for it. And I feel like we kind of mended that space. And we're really bringing campus life out here. And, I mean, it's obvious we got the reward. So.
Yeah.
30 minutes of music on this entire pod. And people ask me, they're like, what's up with this music production, Kelb? I keep hearing about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I think people like
that's crazy.
Hearing us have fun.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
And they know it's genuine. Sometimes you can tell when it's not, but it's genuine here. It's genuine here.
And you, like a lot of people, they come and they're just there for the vibes. Like every semester, we always get new people, which is awesome.
Yeah, when we had Snowden Auditorium, am I saying right?
Yeah, Snowden. Yeah.
Greatest venue that we've done so far for events. And I always tell someone else, I'm like, oh, new character unlocked. We have a new character unlocked because we're noticing new people. Do you know what I mean?
They keep coming. And then they come, I feel like everyone knows what we're going on because I'm just in it so much. But they came to open mic. Yo, we're going to the studio this Friday. They're like, you guys go to the studio? And I'm like, yeah, it's free. You should come. And they're like, So we still getting like people like that. They don't even know what's going on. So yeah,
we be providing.
And that was actually.
Dude, I also feel like those live music events really like give us that staple. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they solidify things.
Because the studio is like technically outside of campus.
Yeah.
If you get some more shit inside of campus, right? And then spread the word.
Those ones
will be entertaining, alluring. Yeah.
And those are more marketable than like studio sessions.
And
it also gives a platform for people like Eli, people like Gus to perform and highlight their music.
Gus camping on couches, everybody.
Oh yeah. Camping on couches, shout out to the 2nd August.
That's
crazy. Crazy.
Thomas, you remember when we first came here and we was doing the Instagram videos, man?
Yes. Yeah, and funny thing, Ennis was one of the people that we interviewed, but we didn't know who Ennis was at the time. And he's like, I don't think I'm ready for an interview. I'm not the outfit that I want, which is very understandable.
Is that true, Ennis?
The first time I ever laid eyes on legendary Thomas Peterson, it was love at first sight, platonically.
That's right. Platonically.
Platonically.
We love you, Ennis. You're a great guy, Ennis. You're a great
guy.
Thank
you very much. I was acquainted with Chris at that time. I hadn't really known him very well, and now we are good friends, but I didn't know Thomas at all. I never even heard of him. And so I saw a big group come in my way, and they asked me to do an interview. And Chris was like very forcefully trying to dap me up, but I didn't want to, you know, shake his hand because I had a hand sanitizer on my hand. So that was like one of the first times I was interacting with Chris, and we just stared at each other with our hands hand sanitized together.
Platonically.
And
it was hand sanitizer.
It was hand sanitizer, absolutely. Yeah. Nothing else.
I wasn't.
I like to look him in the eyes and I say, it's pissed.
Yeah. Well, that would be the Linwood initiation, but that's neither here nor there. and so, anyways,
nice platonic display.
I tell him I'm not dressed right for it. You know, I like to be
you and your tapping gear.
That's right. No, this is non-tapping clothes. I could be naked, and that would still be my non-tapping suit right there. But anyways, I saw Tommy. I refused the video, and then I later met you at the Ox Wars event. And that's when I shook hands with you, but I didn't really know you. And then it was later at one of the times where I actually met Eli more closely at the Bars for Bars.
Shout out to Jungle.
Bars Over Bars. That's right. Bars Over Bars.
B-O-B. Ennis is awesome. And
thank you.
He's super supportive. And I would forget his name and I'd feel really bad. And one time I just had to be like, yo, man, I forget your name.
Dude, the same thing about me. Every time
you go,
there was
but it was
good,
always so nice.
There was
I remember that. You know what I mean? He'd always be like, yeah, like supporting. I'd be like, oh, like that dude. It's that dude.
Dude, there was a good portion of the time where I did not know Ennis's name. So every time he would come up to me, he would know my name. He'd be like, hey, dude, what's up?
That's
and
what
I'm
saying.
Going,
you're
hey,
so good.
Dude,
that you remember.
That was exactly what happened to me. I thought Ennis, he's like, gosh, my bad. I was like, oh. Every day,
dude. Cause he never introduces himself by his name.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know. His personality speaks louder than your name. Like,
thank
you know
you
what
very
I mean.
Much. I
yeah.
appreciate
you
know, it. There were 3 instances you introduced me to yourself. Like we met like 3 times. Hi, I'm Ennis. Hi, I'm Ennis. Hi, I'm Ennis. The first like 3 times. I remember your name because honestly, I have a good memory. So I was like, yeah, I remember.
Thank you. Yeah, big memory. Big memory.
Speaking
on this,
of names,
big round of applause for memory.
We love memory. We love memory. We love memory.
Speaking of names, I want to thank Ryan for my new nom de guerre, my war name now, my stage name, which you so gallantly bestowed upon me on open mic when I was manning the halftime show. Excuse me. You all right there?
The halftime show.
The halftime show. That's what it was. And I was behind the stage, behind the curtains, and I heard everyone, you know, shouting my name. And it was like you said, Eli, it was so fantastic. And it was heavenly, really. But then he says, all the way from Sicily, the Italian Stallion. And I love that. And from now on, that's been my name, I think.
Are we getting a copyright?
Of course I am.
Is there an Italian Stallion out there?
Sylvester Stallone.
Wait a minute. I just got word from Gus. Italian Stallion.
It's Rocky.
Yeah,
Rocky.
Right?
Rocky
got
that's
why
I'm going to overshadow him. That's why I named it, because of the Rocky movie. Because, you know, he's the Italian style. And it's just the rhymes.
You're the younger model.
Yeah.
That's right.
I also named you Ennis the Venice. Like, the movie, Dennis the Venice.
Well,
you know, it's like, there's little that rhymes with Sicilian.
Sicilian million,
but I'm one of a kind.
Sicilian
butter, man.
We're getting a call. Breaking news, guys. We get a call from the most savage episode we've ever had, Chris Flanagan.
What? Oh, shit.
You're live.
Hey, Chris, you're currently live on the podium. What you got to say?
Back up.
Where are you?
Conference room.
We're conference room
2003.
Right. That sounds like a hard album name.
We're doxing ourselves in the mid-episode.
Conference room 2003.
Dude, we're
doxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you walk over the bridge, it's to your left.
We're gonna cut this part out.
Integrated science.
I don't know.
It was like a live stream.
I went to was in the science building.
Yes. What do you got to say to people that are listening in the future?
Yeah, I think so. Down there.
Brother, that was my first music club meeting ever.
Me too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice, right.
You said music club the best. You heard it here first.
Chris was the one who hit me.
You
up.
Got a crazy. I remember he told me he hit someone up because they were posting Spotify playlists, and he invited this dude. I was like,
okay. My cousin Ty, who's from Houston, moved out here.
Shout out Dorchester Demons basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. long backstory, but basically just a basketball team intramural that Chris made. He texted, or my cousin texted me, and then I met Chris, and then after the fact. After our Dorchester Demons intramural team lost terribly, because we were terrible, but it was so much fun. Chris messaged me that I had like a Spotify playlist that I kept making. I didn't think anyone listened. You know what I mean? I don't think a single person listened. I guess Chris was the only one who did.
Shout out Leo Lee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Small world.
So since I figured out there was some support from people like Thomas, people like Chris, I made a playlist that is more reoccurring that I guess is called Master Blasters Jam and Jams. Shout out Stevie Wonder, Bob Marley,
the Pope.
Big up.
Yeah.
The new one?
Big up
the
Pope.
The new one?
Big up all popes. I don't know. Which one put the Pope in?
We can talk about the new Pope.
Shout out Chirac.
We can. Chicago.
And then
is he Irish?
Chicago boy.
He's from Peruvian.
Robert Provost or whatever his name is.
Beats me.
Robert Provolone, man. That guy.
Well, Eli, tell us.
Oh, yeah. Provost, you back. But basically, yeah, I made a playlist that's I'm trying to support different people. You know what I mean? People's music, tossing their music on, camping on couches, Gus. You know what I mean? If anyone else has stuff on Spotify.
Wait, I have one.
Do you have stuff on? I think I tossed stuff that you mixed.
Wait, what's
Dylan's
this playlist called? Why don't I know?
Dylan's an engineer and a good DJ, so he mixes and cleans things up. So stuff that he's worked on, I've reposted. Master Blaster, Jam and Jams.
Master Blast.
I have a
local
song.
To global.
I have a song that I recently found that you might like. It's called Pray for Peace. I feel like you would like it. You know, you guys look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I heard that one. It's on my playlist.
Eli, are you aware that Master Blaster, in parentheses, Jammin', is a Stevie Wonder song?
It is,
yeah. That's what, shout out Stevie Wonder. Because he was basing it off of...
Gosh, yeah. It makes it impossible to search, is the problem.
Can't wait till
Stevie Wonder sees this. Well, no, it doesn't. It makes it go back. It was on purpose.
Master Blaster.
That's it for me, folks.
Oh,
here to support.
Yeah, you can come in whenever you want. No, it's a Royal Rumble. It's a Royal Rumble. You come in whenever.
You
know,
you know,
like
you
like hook me up on this. Hook me up on this.
That Stevie Wonder can see.
Oh, really?
We're talking about that here.
Oh, wait, what's
it? What are you talking about? You can talk about anything you want. So they're saying that Stevie Wonder can see?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, he can see? There's a video of him catching the mic stand?
Yeah.
Lionel Richie has been talking about it, too.
What the?
Said it on, like, Kimmel or some sort of night. Yeah.
People,
night,
it's been going around.
Like, so he might see this podcast, then.
Huh?
Is this Spotify?
Maybe. It might.
Allegedly.
So he's not going to like the headphones part while the clapping, but it's...
Gus.
I know, but
until
like,
I saw your email, I thought your name was actually Gus. It's actually August.
It's August.
Oh,
see?
Really?
People just be reinvested.
I'm going to send you...
Where it is. I'm thinking of going up and setting myself on fire. I'll be like, this is my new thing. Every time I set myself on fire, and then I'll sing, you know, my two songs, and I'll immediately extinguish myself and go to the hospital.
I just got word. The man Chris Flanagan is on the way here. He's right outside the door.
Well,
I'm in. Wait, what should we do for when he walks in? Should we
just
like,
let's just all start clapping?
I'll stare at him.
Let's tell him to feel better. There he is. Feel better as soon as he comes in.
Wait, whoa, oh, yeah.
Oh.
There we go. 3, 2, 1.
Feel better.
Wait, Eli, which one is it?
We're live right now.
On the air.
You're the second repeat guest.
You're on the air.
I have like an Android. So I don't know if mine's
not
like
on the
old.
Camera.
Mine doesn't like look like yours.
Chrissy, do you want to, you know, tell the people who you are, even though they already know you?
My name is Chris Flanagan. I'm the vice president of the music club.
Pick up the vice president here.
Yeah.
AKA Chris Flynn.
Chris Flan.
Yes.
All platforms.
LSG Chris.
Three albums.
The old name.
Three albums.
AKA
LSG Chris.
Wait, what just came out right now? Don't you say he was born? It just came out. What's it called?
Linwood Anthem.
Linwood Collective, yeah.
Linwood Collective. Yeah. Linwood Artist Collective, bringing people together.
You know. Oh, what is
Chris
that specifically? Because I follow your profile and you follow me, but what is it?
So it's basically a group. We're trying to get all the artists together in Linwood to make not just music, but just bring everyone together creatively, you know what I'm saying, to work together on projects and stuff.
Is it a city or is it, what is it, a street?
It's a street.
There's a lot of people in
the
street.
Where is it?
No.
Wait, what?
Read all those?
Who?
Everybody
behind the scenes.
For now,
I just
for now, one day we'll extend the length of the universe.
You can extend the street.
Where is it?
Extend the street.
Holbrook.
Yeah.
Shut up. Holbrook, Massachusetts.
Shut up, Holbrook.
It's on Holbrook.
It's in Holbrook.
No, I'm saying it's on. Like, when you put it on.
Ah, there she is. There she is.
It's not half the Brooklyn. It's the whole
Linwood.
Linwood sounds cool.
Show your legendary neighbors with all different personalities. That I don't know the names of except Bill. But speaking of Bills, this is, in my opinion, I count this as $1 billion in my book.
Mm. Priceless.
Give us some behind the scenes, and anyone else wants to as well, of how that happened.
All right, listen. Actually, I'll tell you. I was at the award show mad early.
Okay.
I got there, me, Gus, and then my girlfriend were there too, and then also like Gus's friends as well. We were there. We were like, where the fuck is Chris Hernandez? Because they were supposed to be there too. Like, Dora was there too. But we were like, where the fuck is Chris Hernandez? So Dora FaceTimes him. They were just sitting in the fucking Bean Cafe at like when the show was about to fucking start. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're just sitting in the fucking Bean Cafe? And then and Dora shows me the phone and it's just like, fucking like, just waving, just, where's food?
Wait, Ennis, do the Dora impression.
Oh boy, you want me to do that right now?
Yeah.
All right.
So pretend the FaceTime right now is like, whom, like it starts, and then like,
is that just
and like you're talking to Dylan? Dylan's like, oh, where are you guys? It's about to start.
Okay. Yo, what's up? Where you at? We're gonna win the award. We're gonna do it again and again.
Is that what he said?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yo, Chris, you have to do it again and again. We're gonna win the award.
What about the guy next to you? You have a pretty good one for
him. Oh, there we go.
No.
Don't do it. You just gave him a sneak.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my god, I just realized
what's going on.
Dora is a different person than I thought.
Everything. All right.
thought he was a different guy.
Actually?
Yeah. Really? Could never figure out who Dora was, so I just picked the guy. Yeah.
Dora and was in the pink hoodie.
Yeah, 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 I know. Oh, his impression was that good.
Oh.
Not
and the angry I'm glad I can so too. Accurately mimic the voice.
Which is actually bad, because I referred to somebody's door and he went, yeah. I was like, that's what Dora thinks. He's like,
Dora, my favorite Indian of all time. So I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It was a good Ryan impression. I got a little while back too. Basically, some context. We were hanging out one time at Harvard Square, and I really wanted to take him to MIT. But I knew if I divulged the truth, he would never follow me into battle. And so I had to trick him a little bit. So I told him, I said, hey, Ryan, you want to see something really nice, really beautiful? He goes, bro, of course.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
And that's the other thing. He goes, wait. No.
Wait, so yeah, you say and then
zero convincing.
Go ahead. No, okay, hold on.
Like zero convincing.
The only reason why I do the whole, the singing song, like, bro, of course. Lebanese people are known for their ways of chatting, you know.
Very flamboyant people.
Within the region, we're known as the zesty town, like, of all the Arab countries.
It makes sense.
Which
just from you.
Just from me.
Much love.
Am I, do I give off that kind
sexually.
Of vibe?
No, you're not. Listen, he's not gay. He's creative.
No, I'm just Lebanese, bro. Like that's how we talk. We just keep talking.
He is a fluid personality. No, we'll say that.
Thank you. I guess, but we just talk in like very pitchy levels.
Hey, you're out there, and I'm out there too, my friend.
The thing is, like, I am what you call. This is the word that I'm for. Like, when things are sticking out to you, like, you're very malleable, very like,
wait,
you're just flexible. Like, I just
you're very welcoming. Welcome.
I get. Yeah. I just latch onto like certain traits that I see. Like, there's just a way. Like, you know,
first time I met Ryan, I knew he meant business because he started like listing off a whole smorgasbord of like music that I really enjoyed, and I felt like not a lot of people
can
listen
no,
to. He's
really.
Deep in the crates. Ryan's deep in the
Thank
crates.
You. Yes.
Well, so
yes, I take pride in that.
Ryan knows awesome.
In all
Ryan
honesty, I think Chris.
He's awesome.
Chris
Thank
posted
you,
a video of Ryan, I think, doing the drums at the studio.
Yeah,
and I couldn't
yes.
make it at the studio that day. And I was like, Chris, who is this guy with all this energy? I love this. Like, I love all this energy. And it's when you had the longer hair.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I was like, yeah, what's up, bro? It's like what you were saying. Very welcome.
Maybe just a little bit.
Very welcome.
Oh, my.
Wait, how much longer was your hair?
Dude. Okay. So,
I looked back at an old video.
Bro, I remember when I graduated high school, I came here to Boston, like, late August 23, like, just beginning, like, 1st of September 23. I set out a challenge to myself, like, what would I look like if I just did not cut my hair for an entire year? Not like any spiritual, like, purpose. I was just like, just challenge myself, like, see how long, like, I can, I guess, I don't know, just, like, hold it and shit, whatever. And I think I just, like, I was like, fuck it. It's all going off. I'm buzzing it, like, literally 11 months into, like, August. So it wasn't even, like, almost a whole year. Like, just a few days before, I was like, fuck it. Like, it's time to just cut it off. But, yeah, it went up to like my traps or my shoulders. That's how long it was. It was crazy. Yeah, it's the longest of my hair ever was.
How did you take care of it?
That honestly, I didn't. That was the fucked up part. I just didn't.
I used the 5-in-1 shampoo.
Oh yeah. No, you know what I did? It's gonna sound fucking stupid.
The energy drink.
Stupid.
Gasoline.
I wore a
toothpaste.
Yo,
energy drink.
This is gonna sound stupid, but I bought a Durag just to like press it and make it go like all the way back.
It's all coming out in the pod. It's all coming out.
Yeah.
Trying to get wavy.
They got like actual hair products.
I even got my hair braided at one point. It was nice.
When was your hair braided?
No, that was in the summer. I didn't tell anyone. I just braided it at home for like a weekend. Like, that's it. It was just itchy, bro. Like, I just had to take them out.
We all getting buzz cuts this summer, boys?
Like, you first.
No.
I just told Gus on the side. I was like, there's a product out there that it's like called Dr. Braun or something like that. where it's like an 18-in-1 shampoo hair bundle. Oh, I've heard of that. Bro, I forgot the list, but I'm pretty sure this one was like feet wash or something.
It's like
too.
Soap, it's like shampoo, conditioner, everything.
Toothpaste,
like for real.
Floors, cleans your.
Google that right now. I was looking like Drizzy Drake, bro. I had like, I think like six like of those for like the fucking rose themselves.
You know,
six or four.
Sean, oh, you were your lover boy.
Yeah.
Fans,
yeah.
I can see Sugar Sean.
Sugar Sean.
The breeds.
Oh, I was always wondering like,
we'll get him on the podcast.
Like, bleaching my hair. A bunch of my friends have done it before.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Look, I just kind of use this hair. I like my color, so I just rolled with it.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you could say the color for this group is very bright. You guys are probably like, oh shit, but it's like, what the fuck?
Because we're all white, is that why?
Wait, were we talking about the Vegan Wars just a minute ago?
No. I mean, the color for this group's future, hello, you're very attractive. If you want to come in and talk, you can definitely talk, whoever you are.
There's no one there.
No, there's some girls. Some...
There's no one.
There.
No, they can't see. No, there's no one there.
Hello, person.
Yeah. The people can't see.
That's
hilarious. Should I go?
No, stop.
That's okay.
You?
No, don't go.
We go again? So the group, as you guys know, it's only getting better and better as the semesters roll on. What are some future plans that you legends have? And like me and Nick, we're talking about Royal Rumble type shit. Anyone could say whatever, whenever. So who would like to go first? Like, what are you guys'
future
plans
for the club?
We
should totally bring back open mic.
Oh, yeah. Open mic's
every semester, though. Like, literally every semester. Just
the safe peak. One big thing we're doing is we're doing a speaker series. So we're going to bring like people in the community in Boston. We're going to have them come speak, especially in the music industry. We got a couple of people lined up. I'm not gonna spoil it on here, but some big names, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Artists, people in the industry, producers, so
fashion designers.
Yeah, all kind of creative type of things.
What?
So everyone can get connected.
Absolutely.
Celebrity magic, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe Thomas might be doing some interviews. We'll get Peterson Podium.
It could be an added episode to the Peterson Podium.
Thomas, you ever thought about running for office?
It's funny you said that. My aunt literally texted me a couple days ago, you should be a politician, Thomas.
I can see it. I can visually see it.
No, you don't want to get, you know, man.
You can be
you don't want to be on that mess.
Well, because my people pleaser ass would be like, okay, what side are you on? I'd be like,
bro, I'm already over UMB politics.
Bro, the undergraduate student.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what is this? Hold on. Catch me up.
There was an election.
Say, give us the tea.
There was an election. There was an election recently for the undergrad student government. And then there's people. No, it's just two candidates, right? There's just one candidate
as usual with
the runner-up and another candidate with the runner-up.
Yeah.
I forgot what the person that we wanted win at the end of the day, but there was just another candidate they were like trying to like go against, but they just had zero fucking clue what they were talking about. And they looked like they were going to win in the first half. So like,
just it, like real life. That's it.
like the polls, it just felt like those two other candidates, I'm not gonna say who it is, but the two candidates, they just try to convince all their friends to just vote, and the people like outside of campus vote too.
Really?
Because they don't count student ID.
Because
like no one outside of campus is gonna know about the voting,
yeah,
right?
There was people that weren't even students here voting.
Yeah.
Stop the count.
No. But they lost.
Stop the count.
Wait, this is actual, like, not made up voter fraud.
Yeah,
like,
but they lost at the end of the day. But like,
can't believe it.
I mean, you just change the name of Wheatley.
It's very.
I will say,
it
takes a lot to get done at the school.
Yeah,
you do. The bureaucratic process to get stuff done here is crazy. Even to start the club is
one of those. Oh yeah, tell us about that, dude.
What? One of the people that you're about to mention, is that the human being that you made the freestyle in the studio when our first cipher?
Oh, yeah. We won't speak on that. This is so crazy.
Oh, no, that's a person outside of the...
That's outside. That's the big person.
It's a different campus. Different campus.
No, that's our campus. But it's
the
person.
Yeah. Okay.
He's trying to save you, right?
Yeah.
Trying to give you a...
Oh, okay. My bad.
Wait, how hard is it for you to start the club?
It's crazy. You gotta get...
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
No, it's tough. You gotta get 10 student emails or something, like 10, 15 student emails.
It's like 10, 15
you gotta get an advisor, like a... staff, someone on staff to advise.
Shout out Carla.
There was like an obstacle course too, right? It was on fire. You had to like jump through the
crazy.
It's got an easier sense. You got an easier sense.
Tests and stuff too, right?
Yeah, it's like
president and vice president.
Yeah, you have this exam type of thing. Quiz, yeah.
Quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get like.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Wait, what's the quiz?
Six forms of identity.
Yeah, what was that?
It's like unlimited tries. You have a quiz. You have to answer how to do budget requests.
I remember you guys doing that, actually.
Posters,
I remember seeing you guys in the cafeteria doing that.
I felt like I learned that within like a week.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was like 10 questions. It was stupid. We had to write a whole plan for the club, remember?
They don't, yeah, they don't, you have to make a constitution.
Like a terms for the constitution.
Shout out you guys.
They don't, you can't just start
a
boring
stuff.
Yeah.
Kudos to y'all.
It's a lot of work.
But here we are, and it was all worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
A lot of work, though.
You want to know some achievements that, like, the Music Production Club, before the Instagram account started, beginning of spring semester, we had, like, 240, something like that. Now we're, like, 425.
Dude,
we grow, like, more than double, I think.
It's insane. Our growth is crazy. By the way, you know, you're one of our first, like, interactive reels. There's a video where you and Chris, like...
We talked about that already.
Yeah,
that
was I was going to say. It was, like,
was
the first, like... Yeah, it was just that one. But
in this building, I think.
Yeah, we
was
were
it?
All.
Which one was it?
Yeah.
We interviewed people. We asked them, what was your favorite, the last song you listened to, your favorite album?
Yeah.
I think Chris told me he was going to bring you. He's like, oh, I got a friend. He just does content. You'll be perfect for this.
I think that was when I first met all you guys, I think, you know?
Oh, sorry. I will just say this, by the way. When I first met you as well, I loved your energy. The whole thing, especially when you just call us legends and all that, like the way you just label us.
Myself.
I love that. I love that about you.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So yeah, check
it out. Thomas is it.
This is a perfect collab because we have two uprising things. We have literally the greatest group on this campus and an upcoming podcast because I was doing a presentation at BSU and I literally said in the presentation, I was like, yeah, the campus life isn't good here, but it's better at a school I don't even go to, UMass Boston. And there were people that weren't even trying to fight it. They were like, you know what? He's fucking right. He's right. Like we got Bridgewater compared to Boston. Like it's Boston we're talking about.
How bad is Bridgewater?
Is there no? Is it? Is it?
Don't people live there?
Is
like
they don't know it.
Yeah,
Bridgewater.
I mean, they have more on campus.
To tell a story though, then the reason I knew it was right, small world. So one of my cousins, Ty, was on the same basketball team, like I was saying before. But then
Mr. Demons.
Mm-hmm, my other cousin, AJ, happened to know Thomas from the YMCA. So I just knew it was one of those things. Because I got family in Bridgewater and Holbrook. So shout out Bridgewater and Holbrook.
Yes, sir. Fuck yeah. Yeah, a big thing is this group, like I said earlier, would feed off of our energy. There's all different types of creativity going on. We have Joakim, the great drawing. We have podcasts going on. We have producers, artists. Even people just dancing and get the vibe energy going up.
I'll show you.
You
dance, right?
Yeah, you do.
You're a dancer, bro. You play those moves at our block party, bro.
Do that block party? I can't believe I do. It's so groovy
with it.
It's so unfortunate that the studio and the block party was at the same day. Because if y'all were there, you would have felt the same energy, dude. It was so much fun.
It
was so much fun.
Oh my god!
We stayed there. We literally people around were like packing up because no one was going there. People were still at our booth.
Yeah,
so we stayed there the whole way until 10. So,
yeah.
Like,
partied hard. Yes, we did. We did.
So don't stop.
Yeah.
It was great. It was so fun.
Can't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all right. I was just gonna say, how many dorms like in colleges worldwide do you know where they book people to DJ, like, you know, at their events?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And there was so many different things going on there, but I feel like most of the traffic was at where you guys were, you know, producing beats. A lot of Shazamable songs, by the way. I added that onto the playlist right off the bat.
Nice.
There was some songs you put on. I was like, fuck yeah. I think there was
for
a
real?
Song called
yes.
Like Body Type, I think.
Oh, wait, which one? Oh, the one at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like...
Oh yeah, the one at the end. Yeah.
I was getting lit.
Having your song be Shazamable is such a flex.
That's right.
Dude, my song is Shazamable. I checked that shit out too. I was like, oh shit.
I deliberately named my song so that when you search them, that it will be like in the first search results.
Oh, you make your title. It's just so unique.
Yes.
So you just
and it's either so unique or it's like
You should just make it like
carefully unique.
A so URL to like your Spotify.
Yeah, page, right. So exactly. I don't want to include my username, so it's like it feels.
And that's feels smart. Like you're at the smart top. About like what you do with the content. Like, what was the one you were like performing, and you put like the text on it and stuff?
I tried to do that for all of them, but it might have been Simple Man. Could be it.
The most recent one. Yeah.
Oh, Indiana
I cried to Gus's
yeah.
song when I heard him.
Yo, dude.
I'm sitting there in the corner like, yeah, Gus is gone.
Dude.
I remember the first the paint before
new music cry. Video. Very soon.
I remember the paint before
lyric video.
The first time you perform, you're like, just fucking go up there. You're like, are you sure? You're like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you even wanted to perform, right?
No, I don't actually like to perform.
we had to like peer pressure you into it.
I would never expect it. I get so nervous.
Yo, I feel you on that one.
That like yeah, but oh, you have so much energy. You like move around and stuff. I stop there, which is why I question constantly why Alex put me in charge, making sure that nobody does that.
No, you're not.
So
hey, you're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Yeah, well, that's rehearsal. I'm gonna be like, yo, I empathize with you.
But the question
don't
is,
be a pussy.
How do you feel like after it?
How do I feel
no,
afterward?
Do you feel like a sense of euphoria after it? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh shit, I'm glad I did that.
No, yeah. I'm like, oh my god, I'm glad it's over.
Oh shit.
But we're working on it. It's getting better.
But what if like, so like, if there's like a lot of loved ones there,
yeah.
Would you rather that or would you rather like all strangers? Because like maybe like no pressure. Like, oh, I don't know these people, or does it like.
But it's all bad in my book. It's all bad.
I think when Gus performs is very personal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's not just phoning it.
Yeah.
You hear the vocals. You hear the emotions.
You gotta give more.
Especially the songs he's performing too. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something he can just stop. You know what I mean? It's not like you could just if he wasn't like because some you know some people they perform they had the vocals in the back.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound the same if you had the vocals in the back because you don't hear the emotion.
You could tell by the energy, like if you're standing up instead of just sitting down, the whole performance, like Dave Blunt's. But
yeah, so I was going to say, Gus doesn't have to dance because he's got the emotion with the singing.
Oh, I appreciate that, bro. That's
you don't got to be running around the stage.
Yeah, you'll need to be like doing backflips and shit for the NV Fall.
Yeah, man, but I think I'm gonna get some more emotion into it, though. Like go to Savers, pick up some cool stuff, set it on fire, put it out. Put it back on, I'll be like, is it true that? And you know, everybody's gonna be like, oh shit, I'm feeling it. He's not one of us. He's mythical or something.
So my dad's a retired firefighter, so I'll have him on deck.
That's right. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Hook him up with the Spotify. But you know, a shirt.
You should do some like flame throwing shit. Like get a spray bottle and a lighter.
Wait. Doing some spray.
You have to shut down a
meeting. You should point it at campus center and just think, oh, can the bricks go on fire?
Yeah, right.
Can we set the stage on fire?
Yeah. Campus Center will be on fire tomorrow at 11 a.m.
you should light that dance floor on fire that Chuck just trying to make you pay for, and then be like, yo.
Shout out to Chuck for being a good team player.
Yo, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck. Oh. Mr. Chuck. Wait, Chuck, was he the Chuck? Guy that was at your fashion show?
No. You did a fashion show? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What do we think of this? What do we think of this?
ASAP Rocky 2.0.
Yeah, we got
Chris.
This.
Let me finish it.
ASAP. Oh, wait. He's about to unbuckle his pants.
ASAP Gus.
Like this? What do we think?
I'd fuck with it.
Okay.
Don't pull out Earl.
Earl's not home. Earl's.
We talked about that Earl.
Remember that?
Earl? Oh, yeah, that was
on. It wasn't me who started. I think it was. I don't even know. I'm just going to shut up.
It's okay. This is back to like block party thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how SAEC reached out to us for that. They're like, hey, we need people to perform like DJ.
Yeah.
And
that's
I was
a
like,
compliment.
Yes. I was like,
honestly,
yes.
Boom,
yes.
We're there.
Yeah, dude, they emailed me.
I know.
Did you get that?
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you sent the same email?
Yeah. I think, no, I didn't send the email. I said I saw that. I think that's the fact that we started doing more performances on campus. People started picking up that. All these people are looking to do performances and entertain, you know what I mean? Which I guess we're starting to move towards more now, which is awesome.
So.
But there's a lot of work that comes with it, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I think they've been wildly successful. I see so much great energy up there. Like even if the performance isn't necessarily like, I think the energy is so good.
It's the
so contagious.
The feeling when you're there.
Yeah.
Especially because you know it's students at the school.
Yeah.
So I think it's even the bigger thing. Like a lot of times they bring in DJs that you know, like this. He's not a student. It's just some person they hired off of fucking Craigslist. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he's spending some crap, like a bunch of bullshit.
Like, we have way better guys. We have way better guys. The team, exactly. Yeah, right. None of those buttons are real. We know for one, they don't even go in. You know, you got the turntables, and
but like
that's it.
When you see some Dylan. Like, you'll see him walking the halls. You'll see him after class. You know,
you'll see Ryan. You are the walking advertisement.
Well, like, you'll
you are the
like,
you're the first
Ryan will DJ an event, and you'll you'll see him DJ another event on campus. So,
do you know what it is about? First of all, my energy. Like, I was
yourself up.
No, I was just gonna say because I'm interested by
get him, bro. Get him. Spell his name,
Ryan. I have but one question.
What's up,
Ryan?
What's up?
How's that energy? How do you do it?
How do you do it?
That's the truth. Okay. This is what I was going to say. Because I heard your point about your I guess, take on performances, which is interesting because let's say, who would you be more comfortable performing in front of? Like, I don't know, your parents or close ones or strangers? Mm-hmm. And obviously, my answer is going to be completely unorthodox. I feel so, so much comfortable performing to literally someone that I have no idea who the hell they are, as in strangers, more than, like, people that I actually know. Like, obviously, I appreciate
like
the support
pressure.
From... Yeah, no. Because, like, obviously, I appreciate the genuine support from friends and family. But to perform in front of strangers also allows you, like...
Branch out more. Yeah.
No, not just branch out, but it in an ironic way, there isn't that tension. Like, there isn't an expectation. Like, you really are free to do... Like, you can express yourself however you like and really brand yourself in a way... As that impression, and obviously for a person like me, I know like my first impressions are always fucking A1.
I know what you're saying because when we go to the studio session, or when we do the open mic, and they'll see like I don't go in the mic, but sometimes I'll go in the mic, and I'll see other people who just been sitting in the quiet. They're quiet. They'll see me go in the mic, and I'll kind of bomb. Like I'm not the best, but they'll see me do it, and then they'll come up as well.
No,
so I think,
monkey see, monkey do.
I think because we all know each other, it's awesome, and then there's also that. I don't want to say amateur style to it, but it's not like it's not high stakes. It's not professional.
Right.
None of us are like.
Yeah.
We're not like. Yeah. It's not like you're. Like it's not like Drake's hopping on the mic and then you're hopping on after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing to lose.
Drake is watching this high.
Like you see us all like give it our best.
You're a bit
like,
old for it.
You know what I mean? And you'll see.
Maybe if you shave.
You see the nervousness. You see the realness.
You gotta be comfortable making mistakes.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of confidence to have to go up there in general. And I feel like, you know, when you do decide to go up there and like I was trying to say before, like it can be burdensome, but at the same time, when you go up and you kind of feel this energy from the crowd, like you just acknowledge the fact it's like, okay, well, at the end of the day, like, I may have this sort of like anxiety towards performing or doing all these different things, but at the same time, you know, they're not going to be thinking about this 3 days from now and being like, oh, look at this dude fucking bombed like a few days ago. What a fucking idiot. Like, you know, that type of shit.
That's, that's one of the nice things about like the stranger thing. It's like, well,
yeah,
I guess it's just kind of
it's not necessarily like a first impression as much as it is just like, oh, I'm going to go up there and you're still putting your heart in your sleeve. You're being authentic. You're being vulnerable. And I think people respect that already. And they're not going to try and point out your flaws or your fuck-ups. They're just going to see you as, like, who you truly are in general.
Yeah. And to speak on that, the way we did Beacon Fest is 100% right there. We have some people that are going to be doing longer sets, and then we also have people that are going to be doing shorter sets where – they're not they don't have as much music release, they don't have big discography, they only have one or two songs, and we're still giving them a platform. Like, it's a lot of people, like, this upcoming festival is going to be their first real performance on stage outside of the open mic, which is kind of it's amazing because that's what we need as a community. We need give people a chance and give people a platform where they didn't have a platform before. And like you said, it's awesome because there's no burden, and it's also there's other people that are looking to do the same thing in the community. Mm. And like me, Dylan, Chris, Ryan, all you guys here, we want more people to get involved. I want someone to go up there and bomb rather than not go up there at all, because when they go up there and bomb, they're helping the community whether they know it or not, because it's giving it's, you know what I mean?
It's like good. Setting an example. It's, like, oh, well, it's okay.
It's that space, you know?
It's a learning lesson.
Even if they bomb, we're still going to hype them up.
Yeah,
exactly.
They go, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Freeze my hand. When, so Chris and I, if anyone's heard of the, I'm going to say it's a whole room, say it's the podcast too.
Tell them. Tell them.
Open mics at the jungle. I think the importance of like open mics and just like having a space where like, it's like, well, we're all kind of learning. We're all kind of doing the same thing. Yeah. I think this club has provided at least a chance for that. Where it's just like, oh, like, we're all kind of just going up there trying things out.
Because you're never going to be a good performer, just, like...
I wouldn't even gone. I would have been way too scared, you know what I mean? I was about to go home, probably go right after. We were, at, like, leaving the studio, and Chris was like, come on, man, like, it's Wednesday. Let's go to the open mic. And I was like, no, man, like, I'm tired.
What is this event? What's the jungle?
The jungle's in, where is it, Somerville?
No, it's Somerville Union Square, man.
So ah.
It's
in Somerville.
April.
Yeah, but you know,
I'll be
specific.
Yeah, Somerville's
so
a big place.
You go past
Union Square.
It's still in Somerville.
No, no, I'm past Sullivan Square.
Right.
You take the road.
And then you park.
Yeah.
It's a venue. They do open mics every Wednesday. Anyone can perform.
Damn.
So people just go on the stage, and it's a very welcoming community. You know what I mean?
And
so
shout out to them. Shout out to Bars Over Bars. But I'll say this.
Yeah.
When we do our stuff on campus... Yeah, this is for people that haven't done it. Take the opportunity, because you're not going to get another chance like this where the community built into the place you're going to class. Like, when you're not...
I mean, barely, you built it. Like,
yeah, we built it, but we built that opportunity, because if you're not a music major or you're not paying the school
right,
to
exactly.
go in for music, they're not going to give you a shot. And then if you don't have that shot, you have to go to places like Somerville, which is great. They provide that, but some people... Like, they're going to be too scared to go out there.
That's what I exactly
mean.
Like, this
crowd
is like, it's
a lot of
them.
They might not even be able to afford it.
Awesome for me. You guys are all awesome.
Where,
free.
Right now, we kind of built it in so the community can grow. And for people that, like, even haven't been to the studio before, you go with us, now you feel more comfortable with the studio. You go to our open mic, and now you can go over to Somerville because you have that confidence now. And you meet people like Eli who are already doing it.
Alex hyped me up.
Eli's process it went like completely backwards because like the way when was the last time we did like an open mic? Just like did we do an open mic last year? Or was
yeah, we did Paint and Perform.
That was the first one.
We're never doing Paint and Perform.
Paint and Perform.
Paint and Perform.
Oh, Paint and Perform.
At
least
De-stress before signs.
But they kept telling us to. Lower the volume,
oh, yeah.
and
yeah.
I was
God.
Like,
it,
"I hated that."
It was like 7 p.m. at night. They complained,
yeah.
like,
"They
so
kept
nobody's
in
the snow though."
Yeah, we got
chill over there.
We got 3 noise complaints, and they knew we were gonna do an open mic there, because that's the only spot on campus you could do painting. It's in Campus Center.
Yeah,
and they still gave us noise complaints. I don't know
what inspired you to do like painting.
So, like, oh, right before finals, we were thinking that might help people de-stress.
Oh,
it's like
de-stress?
Yeah.
And also, because it was our first kind of open performance
thing.
Well,
I don't think at first it was open mic. It was going to be more, like, play relaxing music. And then we're like, oh, let's see who wants to perform. And then it spiraled into, okay, we have a whole set of people performing.
Well, great way to de-stress before finals is maybe, like, painting, but also maybe doing it, like, with your eyes closed, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Yo, hold on. Tell people about that. Tell people about that.
It's a great segue.
That's my new project. Shout out Alex. I couldn't do it without the music club, you know? Instilled that confidence in me.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
What Alex was talking about.
We
talked about that.
Yeah. How many people, like, majority of collaborators was
from the
club? Yeah, Zola.
Me. You. Holden. Holden did some of the tracks.
Holden, real.
He did some of the mixing on it. Fahim was helping
Sawyer.
A little. Sawyer helped
Sawyer.
A lot.
Big up Sawyer.
I mean, I couldn't make it without the club. So I just hope more people can drop music with the club. Help everyone together, you know.
He's just pointing at Ryan.
Hey, you know, what was crazy? That studio, here's some lore for Paint With My Eyes Closed.
Okay.
The studio session where we were going to record it, right? I had... That session where I was going to engineer for it. And then I had another session before with Eli and Ryan to do some music.
I remember
and
that.
It was just coincidence.
World.
Like, it was like the last minute of booking for them. So I left their session to go in the other room.
Busy guy.
And then they came over at the same time. Like, it was, they didn't know Chris was going to be there that day. I told them, like, I was like, yo, I got to leave early to record Chris's album. Mm-hmm. And they were like, this is some crazy
shit. Yeah, me, Ryan, and then my other friend Ryan, who also goes by Heal the World, if you guys don't know. Super awesome guitarist and instrumentalist. He's super creative. He's so underrated. But same with Ryan. You know, he was playing drums, all rhythm, and then just making some songs, having fun. You know what I mean? And then Alex is like, yo, Chris is going to be here. It's like, oh, what up? That's awesome. Yeah. So then our session ended and then went into Chris's. And honestly, like, going to Chris's session was more of the event for myself, because he was recording Hold On, which, like, listen to the song Hold On by Chris. Such a good song.
Should we pull it up?
Just play it right now?
Why not?
And he got sneak peek to the album. Like, they didn't even know what was happening. They came in, and he was in the booth when they came in.
Yeah, it was super
authentic. I looked back.
Like,
I see them sitting
dude,
down.
That's what
we were
saying.
And Eli was like, they were, like, in the third dimension. Like, they were just, like, crazy, because we were recording.
Oh,
we
just by Chris one?
Yeah. The one with Zolo, the very
God
knows, and the choir's coming in, like, it's getting super loud, and they're like, this is out this world. And it was
dude,
just
like,
awesome.
I felt like I was in a different dimension. I was like, ooh, what's Chris making? Like, Chris has got something.
That's my favorite one right there, that one. Yeah.
Just keep it on.
I know Chris has got something.
I will say,
I know the Wu's been waiting for.
To anybody that doesn't know, getting an entire album out is an insane amount of work. I put out a song, like, optimistically every 7 months.
Yeah.
And that's already a ton of work.
Clap it up for that. Honestly, that's so true. That's
amazing.
Any, getting anything out there, just, like, toss it out. But
it's
so easy to say, like, for years, you know what I mean? I needed Chris and Alex. I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for them. So.
I remember it was early February, practically January, and we were in Lynwood, and Chris was like, I'm creating this new album. And he gave me the whole track list in the beginning, and I was hearing the raw beginning files, and I was like, shit, it's fire. So he would send me the file. He would send me some files sometimes, and I'd play it on the files. I'm like, I can't wait this out on DSPs, bro. You know what I mean? Like, so we got all different projects going.
But everyone, and so many people in the club made it happen. You know what I'm saying? I hope everyone can drop this year with each other's help, too.
I think we try to push each other forward.
I need to get back to producing, dude.
We're working on.
Ever since we started doing the live music event shit, I've done zero producing. I've just been DJing.
Well, because you're like running the club, though. You're doing a lot.
We're getting too caught up with so much stuff.
See, I guess it's a good problem to have, because it's just so much.
Right? It's yin and yang. It's yin and yang.
We wouldn't have the platform if it was like if you were doing that stuff.
It's tough because this is still like the club is early, so we don't have a structure for a lot of things. Like, we're kind of just throwing it together. And I'm not saying it's
doing it together pretty well.
It's kind of crazy how you're just a year in and got that award.
That's right. Cool.
Yeah, we just like, we'll be like, let's do this, and we just go ahead and do it.
Well,
it's not like
the
plans.
The club is totally allowing for us.
Last
year
we lost the award, too.
We got snubbed.
I had the same outfit on when we got snubbed a year later. That's
like
Mac
and the Grammys.
It's pretty good for a school of 16,000 people.
Right?
Best student organization. Or best
organization,
undergrad.
Period. That could mean like cultural, like, student organization.
Everything.
As well.
Yeah, the staff,
everything.
Too.
The staff.
You know?
They didn't win anything.
Not many people get the opportunity, bro. To actually have this kind of award, like, represents, you know, like, we're actually part of that. We are the university. We are UMass Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
Take pride in that. You know what I'm
I think the reason why we won it, though, is just because we're doing something that no other club has done before.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, live music.
Sure.
I don't know.
That's so true. Like, getting beats from, like, Joe, like, you know what I mean? I would have never met Joe. Like, I would have never met Sawyer. Like, wouldn't have built a bridge from that far if it wasn't for this. You know what I mean? That got beats from Sawyer and Joe. Like, the song you were talking about, Pray for Peace.
That was
a song
that was
I just
repeat,
recently released.
That was Joe's beat.
That's Sawyer's beat.
Oh, that's sick, dude. I really like that song.
May 16th, Jungle.
It's different. It's in Roxbury this time.
Roxbury.
Long live Roxbury.
It's tripping us
new
up.
Venue.
Man,
new venue.
It's tripping us up at all times.
Been there.
But it is the 16th.
Yes, sir. So the 16th, Bars Over Bars, happened in real time. Thank you, Bars Over Bars.
What's the guy's name?
Hero. He gave me an opportunity. Shout out just people giving people opportunities, because that's what's right.
Shout out him taking that beautiful professional picture. That is currently the Peterson Podium cover picture to this day. And we were at the jungle where I accidentally was over you. You were in the back. You could tell you were there, but I actually blocked your eyes.
You see the cap? That's it.
I want to move over. I just don't
want to block. Get in the frame, man.
Yeah, the Italian.
Talk to him.
Ennis has been in the corner for about 20 minutes now.
I'm going to plug this real quick.
Is that the Long Live Roxbury Bar, the 16th, though?
16th.
But
16th.
Let's pay attention to the 14th.
May 14th.
Because May 14th. Right.
Beacon Fest, man.
Is the Speaking on the Beacon Fest.
Oh, this is this is exclusive for everyone who's listening.
Yo,
are we doing an after party? I don't know if you're going to post that. After party for Beacon Fest?
Do we announce that publicly?
Wait, I think it's someone's birthday also on the
show.
Yes.
All
right.
Yes.
Maybe
after party.
There may be an after party.
And it's how old is he going to be,
MC Sean Mansour there.
I may or may not be on the 29th of May releasing a new
of
instrumentals.
From like a long time ago.
We're
going to find out. We're going to find out how old
is
the
party.
24.
You'll be 24.
All right.
Big up the number 24, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Kobe. It's almost over here.
Are you going to say something?
Wait, is your shit 24?
24.
Join the club. That's where
I am. You're 23?
I'm 23. Bro, well, I thought you were 21, bro. I thought you were 21 or 20.
Well,
you're 23?
Yeah, I'm 23.
How old do you think I am? It's like a very
difficult.
It makes me feel very better that these two legends are on back of me. So that kind of gives a hint that I'm kind of unk. So, yeah.
We're all
young.
Are you
23
as well?
No.
Yeah, same.
You're older.
Older.
24.
Older.
I'm
36.
I'm just
25.
I'm so young.
Oh,
one.
Yeah,
there's people that are like 9.
You want to know what's better than 24?
25.
So I can invite. Can I invite non-beacons to this event? So like anyone.
Hell yeah.
Yo, this is for everyone.
We want Josh.
I got my cousins and my
Josh.
We want this tremendous Tony.
My grandpa's coming.
We want
Tony.
Quintessential Quincy.
You saw I was thinking hard for a Q alliteration.
You know what we could do for our thumbnail? What if we're all just pointing at the screen? You know, like have someone hold this. Basically, we're pointing at the screen for like, we want you guys to come to this Beacon Fest. Whoever you guys are, ready?
We want you.
Wait.
BM Kappa Center Lawn.
4:30 to 10.
So,
free food.
And we can Photoshop us so we all look like Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on.
I want
to run that shit to ChatGPT.
Do y'all want to talk about how we got LeVar Ball to promote our
That's right.
No, it's real. It's real.
Okay, so that was an AI.
That was a cameo. I'm going to give my perspective. Because I gave Dylan the idea.
Well, didn't you message LaMelo?
No, bro. What? I was, what's the call? Bro, I pretty much.
Too famous.
Too famous?
I don't think you can.
Bro, I should have just live and like. I'll probably die with my phone in my hand. Like, I'm just, like, I'll be on TikTok way too much and Instagram, like, all these freaking memes and brain on
like
shit. Like,
disease,
I was,
bro.
I just saw to come across the whole
challenge.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by, like, Ennis is, like, we need to preserve Ennis.
Because I'm just hanging out with Ryan so many times, and what a lovely joy it is to hang out with him. But there's a certain point. There's a certain point in the night, around like midnight or a little later, where he just starts getting tired. He just starts doom scrolling on his phone.
Rookie hours.
And then
one time,
we were with the great Cold Jacket, who couldn't make it right now, but we wish him well. And we were just both staring at each other while we were listening to the noise coming from your phone, the utter brain rot emitting from your phone. And I
Do you get like Italian brain rot nowadays?
I get like every single brain rot you can possibly think of and something.
He doesn't even
look
at video.
I don't even realize this is part of me at this point.
Alex, you know what he does, right?
He doesn't even let the video finish.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling. That's it.
It's like you hear like the 1 second audio, they go.
Yeah, he does like a little giggle sometimes. That little giggle.
Average watch time 1.2 seconds.
You guys are
too
old.
I honestly think the goldfish has a more preserved
attention. People like used to talk about like cigarettes as like, dude, I go through like six packs a day. Oh, and like he's a menace.
You know what he does? He closes the app. and then opens it right back up again. Swipes out, goes, swipes back
in. Yeah, like, you ever like delete all your social medias and then you're like scrolling through like Snapchat, like the whatever theirs is?
It's crazy. Because honestly, like, if it wasn't for that, like, I wouldn't even come up with a verbal idea. Because I was seeing him like doing the whole,
yeah, my
it
was you and Chris. You're like, yo, we should get a LeVar Ball beater. I'm like, who the fuck is LeVar Ball?
What's it called?
And I look at videos of LeVar Ball. I'm like, all right, we should get this shit.
Because he was doing the, like, he still does the cameos. So I was like, let's just book one. It'll just be the funny thing. Because to be fair, I like,
it's
cool. I don't want to fuck motion up, but it was for a good price.
It was worth it.
For buying the cameo. So I hope it doesn't go up. It's a nice price.
It was like, yeah.
I found out there's a whole lore behind the LeVar Ball.
Yeah, the music.
I saw this. My brother, he knows about it. He tapped me into it. I guess, you know, Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
What's the Asian guy?
The agent. Is Saul. Better call Saul.
No.
Hank Schrader.
Yeah.
They
have a beef on TikTok.
They have a
what?
Him and LeVar Ball have a beef on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Like, they use the cameos. And they, like, have
shit
about each other.
They do that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Wait, they get paid to do it?
They get paid to talk shit about each other.
Bro,
that
is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone just came up with it. We're like, boom.
What do
they do? We'll just fuck around with it. Just do it. And, we pulled in nice 7K views on that, and some like 400.
Is that crazy?
7K views.
Yeah, it was like 7,000
for like our level of like.
And there's only like it was almost like 420. There was like 400 shares.
Hey, clap it up for LeVar.
Strategy. We just get
100%. We just get cameos. That's all we
need.
LeVar,
check out your big baller ass to come to the fest. If
big
baller
ass
only.
You imagine? We need to get Bobby the Beacons.
Sorry,
Beacon.
You're watching this, LeVar. I'm sorry.
I thought you had like.
I want to say thank you for having me on.
Anytime.
We gotta raise some money.
Thomas,
you're
going
to raise some money for
GoFundMe for LeVar's.
Oh, look at that! It's 5:30.
Come to Beacon Fest, 4:30 to 10.
Is this
Beacon
Fest?
You guys keep going. I don't know. I gotta go.
Oh yeah, we gotta go.
Stream in the end. We fall.
Park Crown Entertainment.
Appreciate you.
One more.
Listen. Podcast.
Wait.
On Linwood. UMass Boston.
Wrap it up and then do like one big send off.
Yeah, we could. Everybody, take off their clothes.
Platonically.
I wasn't going to.
I'm going to take off my clothes. Loud and proud, brother. Loud and proud.
Where
you
go, my clothes?
End it off. We got
taking
to
off
like...
my pants. Here comes Earl. Oh, we have to cut
this
that.
This is for Earl. This is for Earl.
I very much.
If there's any Earl watching, this is for you. But yeah, everyone, everyone that I know,
canceled.
Whether you're from UMB or not, I would love to have you at the Beacon Fest.
Can you tell them the date and the time, please?
May 14th.
Yeah.
4 to 10,
yeah.
UMass Boston.
Yep. Where is it?
It is on the campus lawn, right?
Yes.
Campus lawn. Watch me host it to the home. All
right.
It's my birthday too that day, May 14th.
Happy birthday!
It's secretly Beacon Fest. It's secretly called Ennis Fest.
That's right. It is Ennis Fest.
Secretly Ennis Fest.
And we may or may not be saying happy birthday to Ennis on stage.
Maybe, possibly, very possible.
The Italian style.
I think there's a whole bunch of birthdays.
We're actually gonna sing it in
Sicilian. That'd be wonderful. Yo, there's Jacob's birthday, right?
And Jacob is May 12th.
Jacob May
12th. Monday. Who else is there?
That's it.
That's fucking it.
Think of 14, 4 to 10. Be there.
All right.
Yeah.
How should we end it off?
What if we just all.
Big ballers out?
Oh, I guess.
Should we all just go UMass?
I'll say UMass.
UMass Boston.
From the intro of the bar ball, you all just go like this. Ready?
UMass. UMass.
Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
UMass Boston.
What's going on? Russ clap.